Up on 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. We are going to wake up and smell the planet this hour. We'll be talking with the editor of this new book about ways we can green our day. Everything from whether we should choose paper or plastic at the grocery store, or whether we should take a shower or a bath. Other tips on how to live a greener life, one that's healthier for you perhaps, but certainly healthier for the environment. And we will be taking your pledges as usual during this hour, during this fall pledge drive. The number to call to make a pledge is 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online at WPR.org. Joining me to encourage you to support Wisconsin Public Radio and to talk more about Wake Up and Smell the Planet is Cheryl Gasser. She's the Assistant Director of Talk Programming here on the Ideas Network. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. Glad to be here. And for a pledge this hour and this hour only of $100 or more, our guest's book, Wake Up and Smell the Planet, the non-pompous, non-preachy grist guide to greening your day, will be our thank you gift to you. We know you pledge for the quality programming that Joy brings you day after day, 15 hours a week. You learn something every hour. What is that worth to you? Put a price on it, and if it happens to be $100 or more, we'll be sending you the book, Wake Up and Smell the Planet, 1-800-383-9772.
Cheryl, we had an outstanding show of support in our last hour. Again, thanks to all of you who have called in pledges, either in the last hour, more than $13,000 raised while we had Joe and Terry Graydon
on
from the People's Pharmacy. That's just outstanding, showing that your health is very important to you, and the home and herbal remedies that the Graydons were sharing information about, very important to you. Well, the health of the planet is very important to you, too. We know that. You tell us that. In fact, you tell us that you would like to hear more programming when it comes to environmental issues. Well, that's what we try to do here on the Ideas Network, talk about issues that matter to you, and certainly the health of the planet matters to you. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge your support for this kind of programming. Help pay for this service that you value. And during this hour, a special thank you gift for a pledge of $100 a year or more. We will send you Wake Up and Smell the Planet, and you will have this very handy guide. It's a very cute book. They even make a point of saying that it's actually, the cover is orange, not green, because you can use it as a life preserver. It's funny, too.
Well, we all have our morning routines, whether it's, you know, making coffee, walking the dog, taking a shower, getting to work. And at every point in the morning and throughout your day, you have choices to make. And this book is going to give you ideas, whether it's what to eat, what to wear, how to get from home to work or back again. This book will tell you how to simplify and green your daily choices. What's the best coffee to drink? What's the best time of day to take a shower or do your laundry? Simple tips that will help you to wake up and smell the planet. Yours for a pledge of $100 or more this hour only. And might I suggest, if it's within your budget, a pledge of $120 for the year.
Good idea.
That will get you the book along with Joy, the member benefit card.
The member benefit card has a new benefit this fall. Not only do you get the two-for-one entrees at all of the participating restaurants, more than 250 around the state and region, but you also get the two-for-one cultural attractions also, tickets, two-for-one ticket admissions, that sort of thing for cultural attractions. But now bed and breakfasts in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois, many of those who are participating will give you two nights for the price of one. And that's the member benefit card for a pledge of $10 a month or more. The $120 pledge is about the average pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. You automatically get the member benefit card at that level. And during this hour, you will also get a copy of the book, Wake Up and Smell the Planet, which gives you all sorts of great information on things you can do to help the planet. And, you know, what's nice about this book, too, it says it's a non-preachy guide, and that's true. It's not all of us can live off the solar grid and in the cabin in the woods. And you know, I mean, it's practical. It's something that you can do in your lives today. If you'd like that special thank you gift, 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online, WPR.org. Forgot to mention that we have a $6,000 goal for this hour, Cheryl, and we can do that with your call, 1-800-383-9772.
Whatever amount is comfortable for you, that's what we're asking you to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you so much if you're already a member, if you've been giving for a long time or recently joined at a different pledge drive, but maybe you've let your membership lapse. Maybe you were a member a while ago and you just never quite got around to renewing it, or maybe you're brand new to Wisconsin Public Radio. We would love to hear from you now with your pledge of support, whatever the level, 1-800-383-9772. You can help us reach that goal, $6,000 this hour. And the reason we have that $6,000 goal is so we do our part, we stay on track to reach our overall goal, which is what's needed to help keep Wisconsin Public Radio going strong, to help pay for things like the phone lines, to get the guests on the air, mm-hmm. the magazine and newspaper subscriptions, where we look for great ideas and guests like this one this hour. Please, what's that worth to you? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
You know what, Cheryl? I want to mention this special event that Gene Faraca and I will be participating in with listeners like you, if you choose to do so. It is a, we're calling it Winterfest, or Winter Feast, I'm sorry. It's a Winter Feast celebrating local food and farmers with local chefs making wonderful, wonderful seasonal and local foods. I bring this up during this hour because one of the things you can do to help the planet, according to our guest this hour, is shopping locally or eating locally. You can, eating local foods is a good way to support the planet. And that's what this dinner is going to be celebrating local foods and local farmers. What we're going to be doing for this is it's going to be on Sunday, January the 20th at 5:30 at L'Etoile Restaurant in Madison.
Wonderful restaurant.
And chefs Tori Miller and Joel Cheesebro, I'll have to make sure I pronounce his name correctly, are going to be, he's with Sub-Zero Wolf, will be putting together just a wonderful, like a 7-8 course meal for those of you who choose to come to this this special winter feast. This is a very special event. Gene Faraca and I will be with you, and it is for a pledge of $1,200. Two tickets
for $1,200. So $100 a month, and you'll be able to attend Winter Feast. And it is a festival and a wonderful menu with Joy and Gene Faraca and other listeners to Wisconsin Public Radio. Yours for a pledge of $100 or more per month. And the tickets are limited. I think we only have 10 pair
that's
throughout
right.
the drive. So
yeah. And if you are interested in this very special event on January the 20th, it's a Sunday night at 5:30 in Madison. You certainly can travel to Madison for it if you live outside of Madison. But consider that generous pledge of $100 a month or more. The $1,200 pledge will get you two tickets to this glorious meal celebrating local foods and local farmers. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or pledge online, WPR.org.
But remember, for a pledge of $100 or more, the book Wake Up and Smell the Planet will be coming your way as our thank you gift for your support. Our goal this hour, $6,000, and we've raised just about $1,500 toward that goal, off to a very strong start. We know you value the programming. We know you care about the environment and the health of public radio and the health of your world. Call in with a pledge of support for that now, 800-383-9772, or pledge online at WPR.org.
Cheryl, thank you very much. We'll talk to you a little bit later, and we will welcome in our guest now and take your calls for her, your questions for her about things you might do to save the planet. 1-800-38—I'm sorry—the number to call in on the air is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, October the 12th. And I am happy to welcome in one of the editors of this very useful and funny book, Wake Up and Smell the Planet, the non-pompous, non-preachy grist guide to greening your day. Catherine Roth has been an environmental writer for more than a decade. She has contributed to many outdoor-themed books, including Time Life's Greatest Adventures of All Time and A History of Outward Bound. She's an editor of Ask Umbra. I may not be pronouncing it correctly, an advice column that served as the inspiration for Wake Up and Smell the Planet. And she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Ask Umbra?
Umbra.
Umbra, yeah. people will ask, and you're Umbra?
I'm not actually Umbra. Umbra is our research associate. She lives in the stacks of our library. We run a column by her twice a week where she answers the burning questions from readers, and we really do get, more questions than we can answer about green issues and how to live a greener life.
Yeah, and people can find all this on grist.org. Yes?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was reading through the book, and I realized that I've been violating some of the rules, but that's what I liked about it. Though it didn't really make me feel all that guilty. And as you say, it's non pompous and non preachy. Why did you want to approach it this way?
Well, it's really important to us. Grist has been around since 1999 and started as a way. We incorporate humor into our stories and just try to take a bit of a lighter approach to news and issues that can be, you know, frankly, pretty depressing if you let them dominate your life. So we wanted to take an approach in the book, too, that would give people tips and advice, but not in a way that, you know, there aren't rules. There are choices you can make, and no one can do everything perfectly all day long. I mean, what a life you would have if you tried to live that way.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to take a lighthearted approach to give you some ideas, but not to give commandments.
Yeah, and also not all of us can, as you put it in here, you know, be living off the solar grid and doing everything absolutely perfect. There are some very small things we can do every day that could have a big impact on planet Earth.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, the old change a light bulb idea sounds like a cliche, mm-hmm. but it's really true. The compact fluorescent light bulbs, they cost a little more up front, but they really do save energy and save money down the road, and they're making them now so that you really can't tell the difference in the quality of the light. So that's just a tiny thing. In the bathroom, things like putting an aerator on your faucet can save water, and you know, these are really small steps that don't cost a lot of money, and they do save you money. I mean, that's the interesting thing, is that so often the environmentally sound choices are also economically sound.
Yeah. Is the aerator the same thing as a low-flow showerhead?
It's a similar idea. The aerator is a kind of a mesh attachment to your sink faucet, and the low-flow showerhead, they both control the amount of water that you use. And the bathroom is actually the largest water suck in your household. So we wouldn't recommend that you stop using the bathroom, but there are definitely ways to lower the impact.
Yeah, like bath versus shower, which should it be if we're concerned about water usage?
Well, I don't know if people even take baths anymore, do they? Who has time for that?
Not in the morning, for sure. But,
a shower definitely uses less water, especially if you do have that low-flow shower head. And you can always capture the water, for instance, while you're waiting for it to get nice and toasty. You can capture that extra water and reuse it for watering your plants or dishes or something. So there are definitely options to reduce your water
use. It's funny because I thought about that this morning. I do wait for a while because it seems it takes my shower a while to get to a warmer temperature. So just maybe have some containers, collect that water, and put it aside. I just never thought of doing that. The other thing I violated, you say don't
you
shave your legs.
Saying violated.
I know. Don't shave your legs in the shower.
I violate that all the time.
And you just said violate.
I'll be the first to admit. I love to take long showers, and I shave my legs in the shower. So there you go. Not everyone can be perfect all day long. It's true, though. It's, you know, that's just one more way that the water keeps running, and it's an awful lot of water that comes pounding out of that shower head. So anything you can do to slow it down is going to help.
What's the best coffee to drink in the morning?
That is a great question. There's really been a rise in organic coffees and fair trade coffees, which are certified by third-party organizations. The fair trade label lets you know that the workers who produce the coffee are treated in a fair and equitable way. The organic label is less about the human labor and more about the agricultural production process. But both those labels are good indicators that you're picking a good product. And you'll find a lot of the mainstream. My other confession: I'm not a coffee drinker, but I do know that. The mainstream stores, you know, Starbucks, for instance, carries some options like that. So it's not something that is hard to track down at this point in time. It's gotten pretty commonly available.
Mm-hmm. Paper or plastic when I go to the grocery store? What should I choose?
Oh, boy, that's the big question. Mm. That's the one that keeps everyone awake at night. our answer is really pesky, neither. We recommend that you bring your own bag if you can. The other answer is, they both have their pros and cons. There's no better choice. Paper is easier to recycle and or even compost, but the production process for making paper bags is much more environmentally intensive. So it kind of comes out even. So we recommend that you sort of stop worrying about it. And if you can bring your own bag, try to do that. I've noticed stores, even regular old grocery stores, are starting to have pretty prominent displays in my area of cloth bags that they're trying to...
They're becoming a fashion statement almost.
Yeah, there was a huge run on that. Fashion designer put out that bag recently that says, "I am not a plastic bag."
Mm-hmm.
And people stood in line for hours to buy one. So there's something there.
And unless it says here you're a marathoner or a bicyclist, don't carry bottled water.
Yeah, bottled water is a tricky one. I mean, obviously, there's all that plastic involved. There's just millions and millions of those bottles that get sold and produced and shipped, and so the impacts in terms of production and shipping are huge. And then the plastic itself is not a great choice for something, for something you're going to put in your body. I mean, it depends what kind of plastic is used, but plastic can leach some kind of creepy chemicals, and so there's the disposability issue, and there's also the health concern. We invest a little more in a stainless steel or glass thermos or canteen if you can, and carry that around with you, and you ought to be fine.
We have raised $1,700 so far toward a $6,000 goal during this hour of our fall pledge drive. So thanks to all of you who have already called in this hour. Apparently, the health of the planet does matter to you. or at least you're interested perhaps in picking up a copy of this book, Wake Up and Smell the Planet, the non-pompous, non-preachy grist guide to greening your day. We are talking with an editor of this book, and we're welcoming your questions as we talk with her, too. So you can call in to ask a question if something's nagging you on maybe the best choice you can make. We'll talk more coming up after news about some of the biggest eco-sins that we commit during a regular day. That's coming up after the news. But right now, let me encourage you to make a call to 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio. All of it helps to pay the bills, to help bring you this service, the programs that you value. But a pledge of $100 a year or more will get you a copy of this book. If you want it, Wake Up and Smell the Planet. $100 to Wisconsin Public Radio. Make it $120, and we will send you not only the book, but the Wisconsin Public Radio member benefit card, which entitles you to the two-for-one entrees at more than 250 restaurants, to two-for-one admission to more than 45 cultural attractions, and also two nights for the price of one at more than 44 bed and breakfasts, which is a new benefit to the Wisconsin Public Radio member benefit card. 1-800-383-9772. First, the news. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio at 7:36 on this Friday, October the 12th. We're talking about things to do to green our days, things to do to help save the planet, things to do to make the world a better place. Talking with one of the editors of the new book, Wake Up and Smell the Planet, the non-pompous, non-preachy grist guide to greening your day. Everything from what kind of coffee you might choose to pick to drink in the morning, to whether organic food is the best way to go. Is it okay to shave with a disposable razor? All sorts of, from the moment you get up until you go to sleep. The book covers a typical day and how you can make a difference in the planet's health by the choices you make. And we are offering this book as a thank you gift to you during this hour for a pledge of $100 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. The pledge number is 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online at WPR.org. Thank you to all of you who have called in pledges so far this morning and so far this hour. It's really great to see so many of you caring about this issue and caring enough about Wisconsin Public Radio to want to help support it with your financial contribution. So far, almost $2,500 raised toward a $6,000 goal. So thank you so much, but not quite at that $6,000 goal. So if you're considering a pledge, please do it now, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Now, we still have a few more minutes with our guest. She is the editor of this book, Catherine Roth. She's an environmental writer. She has contributed to many publications and books. And again, the editor, co-editor of Wake Up and Smell the Planet. If you'd like to talk with her, maybe you have a tip of some simple thing that you do that is a way to green your day. Or if you have a question, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Steve in Evansville is with us. Hi, Steve.
Hello. I just wanted to mention that, something that I've been doing for many, many years already, and it'll probably make you feel better about shaving your legs in the shower.
Okay.
Not that I've shaved my legs in the shower.
Sure,
but,
Steve.
I have a little device that attaches between the pipe that comes out of the wall and the shower head, and it's a little shut-off. and they're available at, you know, hardware stores and home centers. And what it does, or the way you use it, is, you know, after you get in the shower and get yourself wet, you flip the little button on there, and it turns the water off. It doesn't turn it completely off, but it's down to a trickle. And so then you can get yourself soaked up and everything and not be running water down the drain while that's happening. Or you can shave your legs while the water is just trickling.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good idea. Have you heard of these, Catherine Roth?
I have. I've heard of that that method, and I think, that's a great idea. And it's also, you know, it's another example of a pretty inexpensive way to save resources and save yourself some money. I mean, you'll save money on your water and your heating bill by doing that as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Is it okay to use a disposable razor?
You're obsessed with razors.
No, just because it was we're on the shaving thing. Why not?
There are just disposable razors are cluttering up landfills everywhere. So I think the next best choice would be the kind that that has the disposable heads, but you keep the base. I mean, that's probably a better choice. If you're really brave, you could go for a straight blade or something like that. But I don't know how many people are really going to risk death every morning by men, especially by applying those straight blades to their jugulars.
Right. Well, let's talk food and lunch and dinner things. Eating locally, you recommend that?
Yeah, I wish I could be. I wish I could be there for your winter feast.
That's it's going to be great.
Food is a great example of a place where you can make a difference. I mean, we obviously, all of us eat every day. And on average, food actually travels somewhere around 1,300 miles from the farm to the dinner plate. So even fresh food, you know, vegetables and that sort of thing, how fresh can it really be if it's been on a truck or a train for 1,300 miles. So we, to reduce shipping impacts and also to get a better tasting, better for you food, we really encourage buying local when you can, buying organic, because, of course, with organics, you don't get the chemicals in the fertilizers and pesticides and that kind of thing that are in most conventional foods. And it can be expensive to buy organic, but there are ways to prioritize. For instance, there's a list of, in Wake Up and Smell the Planet, we list for you the most pesticide-laden fruits and veggies. So those are the ones, you know, if you can't afford to buy everything organic, at least try to buy the big offenders. You want to buy organic versions of those.
Yeah. You do not only all these tips, you do offer lots of resources, like everything from different websites and places you can go to find out about whether you should eat a certain kind of fish or not, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, grist.org itself is a good resource, we like to think, and we welcome people to come. We've got grist.org/wakeup is a page dedicated to the book, and we invite people to come and share their ideas for green living there. But, of course, we can't be an in-depth resource on every single topic, so we definitely recommend certain other sources for special topics.
Clark in West Bend is with us. Hi, Clark.
Good morning. A wonderful topic. I appreciate this. A couple things occurred to me. Recently, I've been trying to come up to a red light where at an intersection where I know the cross traffic has a tendency to have a rather long light, and so I've shut my engine off. My daughter said, "Oh, that's not a good idea. You have to be stopped for a certain length of time to make sure it's worth the trouble." And I'm not sure about what the length of time might be. And then fluorescent lights are supposedly a much better use. And I've been told that if you're going to be leaving the room for X number of minutes, leave it on. If it's after X number of limits, shut it off. Any answer on those two?
Boy, those are both great questions. The first question may be better for click and clack. I'm not sure if I can fully answer it. I do know that in general, in a parking lot, for instance, it's better to turn the car off than to leave it idling. I can't be sure about the safety of doing that at an intersection, but I do know that in general, idling produces more emissions, double the pollutants of a car that's turned off and restarted over a 10 minutes or so period. So in general, in a driveway or a parking lot, if the idling question comes up, it's better to turn off and restart. And the same is definitely true of light switch. That one I can handle without click and clack. always better to turn the lights off when you're leaving a room. Even the fluorescent lights are made at this point in a way that it's not an energy hog to restart them. So
another listener sent an email wondering, though, about compact fluorescents that save energy but have landfill problems. Which is worse?
They do contain a tiny amount of mercury, so they need to be, it's true, they need to be handled in a little more carefully than a regular bulb. You can't just toss them in the trash. It's such a minuscule amount of mercury. I think it's some tiny percentage of the amount in a thermometer. I forget the number right offhand. But you'll find when you do buy them that I think all the brands give a website and a phone number for safe disposal. And your town should have, hazardous waste guidelines that you can use. So it does require a little bit of an extra effort. But if you dispose of them properly, it's really worth the energy and the cost saving. Mm-hmm.
And what else will people find in this book if they choose to pledge this hour, Catherine?
Oh, boy, there's all manner of good stuff. Tips for getting through your work day, how you can talk to coworkers about environmental choices without sounding like, a preaching self-righteous bore. A comparison of different ways of grilling, some ideas about lawn care, laundry. Boy, we even get into sex toys. I don't know if we can say that on NPR, but we really tried to run the gamut of anything you might encounter during your day. So,
I should probably offer that as a slight disclaimer. In case anybody's offended, there is a paragraph on sex toys in the book, but it was also as whether the plastics used in some of them was good for you or not, and the answer is no, right?
Right, and if we want to be a little safer, they're actually a lot of the same materials that are used in baby toys and kids' toys, and you've seen probably headlines recently about some of the dangers there of chemicals leaching out. So it's a similar concern. You can find out all about it in Wake Up and Smell the Planet.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Catherine Roth is co-editor of Wake Up and Smell the Planet. She's been an environmental writer for more than a decade and involved in grist.org. Thanks to her for being with us. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 11 minutes before 8 o'clock. Stay tuned. Coming up after 8, it's the Friday Week in Review. We'll have a special pledge drive edition of the Week in Review with Ed Garvey and Rick Berg, our Week in Reviewers, this time around. And we're going to be broadcasting live from Pledge Central again in our next hour. So a little more excitement and a little more fun. And I hope you'll join us for the Week in Review coming up after 8 o'clock. Joining me right now is Wisconsin Public Radio's Assistant Director of Talk Programming, Cheryl Gasser. Hi again, Cheryl.
Hello, Joy. And we have a goal this hour, $6,000 to raise, and we are well on our way thanks to you and your generous pledges. Where do we stand right now?
More than, $5,335. So
wow.
Just pushing $5,400 right now, which is wonderful. Thanks very much. You know what, though, Cheryl, one of the reasons that total is so high is because a couple of people have taken advantage of this winter feast celebration. So that is wonderful. We talked about this a little bit earlier in the hour. A special winter feast. It's a 7 or 8 course meal that's going to be prepared by two wonderful local chefs here in Madison on January the 20th, a Sunday night at 5:30. And it's going to be a winter feast celebrating local foods and seasonal foods. and we decided to make a big special event and invite those of you who want to join Jean Faraca and I eating with these wonderful chefs and these wonderful foods, celebrating local foods, to join us for a $100 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, $1,200 a year.
And you'll get two tickets for that price, $100 a month or more. You will receive the tickets to this wonderful event. I wish I could be there. You can, for a pledge of $1,200 for the year. And for a pledge of $100 for the year or more, our guest's book, Wake Up and Smell the Planet, will be coming your way this hour. Only just 10 more minutes left, because you enjoyed the hour and you want to know a little bit more about what's in that book. Call in with your pledge. You can also do it online at WPR.org, where it's safe and secure.
You know, it's really the book is practical. You know, it's just simple things that you can do that really do make a difference. The book is funny, it's, you know, a little bit of jokes, or like we just talked about, there is a section on sex toys, but it's done in the way that to warn people about the dangers of some sort of plastics, that it's not good for the earth or good for you to have so many of these various plastics around. So you can read more about that in Wake Up and Smell the Planet. Yours for a pledge of $100 a year or more. It's a way for you to show that this is a program that's important to you, that this is an issue that's important to you, and pick up a copy of the book at the same time. 1-800-383-9772.
Call now, because you value topics like this, because you care about the environment and you care about the quality of the radio that you listen to. Joy's talked about the environment for years, frankly, but we recently, Joy, you talked with Michael Pollan, author of Omnivore's Dilemma, about eating locally. You talked about how your buying choices impact the planet with the author of The Virtuous Consumer. You talked about the battle between organic lawn care enthusiasts and those who use chemicals on their lawn, the energy bill and renewables. You talk with people on both sides of the bottled water debate. And that's a point that we should make. You don't just hear one side of the issue with Joy and her guests. You hear all sides of the issue, and you get a chance to call in. What is that worth to you? WPR.org is the website. 800-383-9772 is the number.
We are listener-supported radio. Wisconsin Public Radio depends on listener contributions for 31% of the budget. The budget that goes to purchasing program, to buying computers, to paying the phone bill, so you can call in during these talk shows. 31% of our operating budget comes from listener contributions. You are the most important part of the budget, and we come to you a few times a year to ask you to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, and you can do that at any amount. We don't tell you how much to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. You decide. The average pledge is about $120. So if you pledge that, $10 a month or more, we will not only send you Wake Up and Smell the Planet if you want the book, but we'll also send you the member benefit card, which is good for two-for-one entrees at a bunch of restaurants, two-for-one ticket admissions to a bunch of cultural attractions, and a new benefit this time around, two-for-one nights at a bed and breakfast at the participating bed and breakfasts in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois.
Yours for a pledge of $10 a month or more. And it's very easy. If you prefer, you can pay all at once right now with a credit card over the phone with a friendly volunteer. We can send you a bill in the mail, and you can mail us back a check. You can choose to have it taken monthly. If that's easier for you, more convenient, something you don't have to think about once you've established it with your bank and with Wisconsin Public Radio, an electronic funds transfer. I know I pay a lot of my bills that way. It's easy, and that's exactly what we want this to be. Easy, painless, something that you enjoy. You enjoy Joy each morning. You listen to her. You count on her for news and information. And this hour, for five more minutes, we're asking for your support for this hour. Wake Up and Smell the Planet. Yours for a pledge of $100 or more. And Joy, it seems like we're a little stuck. We're $6,000 our goal. We're about $500 away from that goal.
That's right. $500. We have made raised more than $5,500, but still short of that $6,000 goal. So your pledge right now is is especially important. Your pledge right now of $120 a year or more could very well make the difference of us making this goal or not. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge because you value this program. Pledge because you value all of the programs on Wisconsin Public Radio. You listen, I'm sure, to many different programs on the Ideas Network and the NPR News and Classical Music Network. Your pledge helps pay for all of them. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
You listen to the show each weekday morning. You count on Joy. You count on her being there with great guests, wonderful topics, and the chance to call in. What is that worth to you? If you've already become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, thanks for your support. But again, this hour, even if you are already a member, your last chance for a pledge of $10, or rather $100 a month, or $100 a year, let me get that straight, or more. Wake Up and Smell the Planet, our guest's book, chock full of practical small steps that you can take to make a difference every day, and your pledge will certainly make a difference to us. 1-800-383-9772.
Again, in this book, it takes you through a typical day from the time you get up until the time you go to sleep, and simple choices that you can make all day long that will make a difference to planet Earth, from the type of coffee you choose to drink in the morning, to the type of food you decide to eat for lunch and dinner, to even the sheets you buy on the bed that you sleep in. You can wake up and smell the planet and get a copy of this book at $100 a year or more, 1-800-383-9772, or go online, WPR.org. Pledge because you care about the planet and you want this book, but also pledge because you care about Wisconsin Public Radio and you want to do your part to keep this service strong.
And it's very easy to do your part. It only takes a few minutes in the time it takes actually to get that cup of coffee. You can complete your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. It takes about 2 or 3 minutes when you pledge online at WPR.org, or if you call 800-383-9772, the volunteer will walk you through the steps. I was back answering phones just a little bit ago. It really does. 2 or 3 minutes and you'll get that book for a pledge of $100 a year or more. Wake Up and Smell the Planet. Help us to reach our goal. Help the public radio station that you depend on, the show that you depend on, go strong. 1-800-383-9772.
And let me put one last plug in here for the Winter Feast celebration that will be happening on January the 20th at 5:30. It's a Sunday night. It's at L'Etoile Restaurant in Madison. Two wonderful local chefs will be putting together a wonderful menu of local foods, seasonal local foods, to celebrate local farmers and seasonal produce and foods. It's the Winter Feast Celebration, $100 a month or more. If you were considering making a generous pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio during this pledge drive, please consider this as a special thank you to you. The Winter Feast Celebration on January 20th at 5:30 on that Sunday afternoon. Jean Farrakh and I will be there along with listeners like you if you make that $1,200 contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. Two tickets to this event, so you can bring a friend or a spouse to this. And we do have limited numbers of tickets to this. There were going to be 10 pair of tickets, and it looks like two pair have been scooped up already. So they're going like hotcakes, as they say. 1-800-383-9772.
1-800-383-9772. That's the number. WPR.org is the secure website. Thank you for your support. We couldn't do it without you. Still time to get that book, Wake Up and Smell the Planet, for $100 a year or more.
Cheryl, thanks very much. And we just crossed the $6,000 mark.
Thank you.
We did make the goal. And I hope that you will still call, though, 1-800-383-9772. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.